This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Mary Goulet, Richie Ote.
What's up, baby?
What's going on? Whiteway's holding it down in the studio, and Kelly's got it back home. And man,
he gave
I'm excited.
A thumbs up.
He
Wait,
gave
when
a
said
thumbs
that,
up.
He's like,
thumbs
we
up.
We can't hear that.
It's all good. It's radio, Wade. We can't hear the thumbs up. All right, guys. Really, really excited for today's episode. And for those who are joining us live, welcome. As we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can catch all that at reinventionradio.com. And also, for those who have been listening and subscribing and rating and reviewing the podcast edition of Reinvention Radio, we love you and appreciate you. And, God, I got to tell you, we came off a banner month, and that bodes pretty well for you, Mary Goulet.
I was going to say, does that make a difference in my life?
Just wait to see what happens here, because the guests that we keep attracting as we continue to increase our media footprint it's stellar. It's amazing. I mean, like today's guest.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm super excited. Like, this guy a year ago would have been like, Reinvention Radio? Nah. But today he's like, yeah, I'm all over that. And so it's really, it's an interesting period of time. And I think I'll put it to you this way. When you look at what's going on in the online world, and when you look at what's going on in the world of business itself, and when you look at what's going on with the number of jobs that are going to be replaced here over the next 5 years, 10 years, et cetera, and what people are going to do to earn a living, the number of options, my friends, are not increasing. They are decreasing, and we are all moving towards this world of, well, what would we, let's be honest here, we would call it the information age, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's all about, you get the right information to what do you call it?
The attention age.
The attention age.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think it starts with getting attention. Mm-hmm. And part of what our guest is probably going to be talking about too is, you know, leveraging other people that have other people's attention.
Yeah.
I call it inventing a paycheck.
Inventing a paycheck. Yeah,
Making
things up and getting paid. And this is a gentleman by the name of John Cristani we're going to be bringing on here. Actually, wait, let's bring John up right now. But what John has been able to do over the last few years in this whole world of inventing a paycheck, if you will, and I love that, through affiliate marketing is pretty darn impressive. And so, John, let me ask you this, man. Just for those who are unfamiliar with
Steve, happy to be on the show.
Yeah, man, really, really happy to have you on, brother. So let me ask you this. For those who are unfamiliar with what you do to live the lifestyle that you've been able to create with the cars and the trips and the whole nine, man, you're doing this all through affiliate marketing. What exactly is affiliate marketing for those who don't know?
To sum it up really, really simply, well, first of all, I just want to say, hey, Mary, happy to be
on
the show again. But to sum it up really simply, it's just commission-only sales of products online. The only difference between me and the insurance salesman who, or the Bible salesman who used to go, or the encyclopedia salesman who used to go door to door, knocking on people's doors and, you know, trying to sell the Encyclopedia Britannica and you know, make a commission if he sold one, is you know, I that model evolved to people doing it over the phone, and it's evolved to people doing it online. And basically, you know, all businesses need, you know, their products to be sold. You know, I'm just able to sell other people's products online, and they offer me a commission for that. And but you know, you can be anywhere if you're using the internet. You know, you don't need to actually go door to door.
It's evolved over, like, in the beginning, was it ClickBank or something? You'd find products and
that's one option. Sure.
Exactly. You can really, I mean, the possibilities are actually endless nowadays. It's like you can sell any product that is offered online. You can, you can sell it and basically make a commission. I mean, any product on Amazon, you know, Amazon offers 5% referral fees. I mean, you know, Walmart, eBay, Target, Home Depot, people don't really know about this, but basically any time you're on a site, you're buying from, you know, somebody's getting a kickback somewhere. My wife, I just had a beautiful baby girl.
Yay.
And, it's amazing. I don't know what videos you were looking at, Steve, of me going all over the world. Well, let's just say when you have a 5-month-year-old baby girl, it's
John Cristani is grounded. You are at home, my friend. You are Well, let's take a step back though, man, because I want people to understand the journey that you came on to get to where you are. Because you know, a lot of people look at the glitz and they look at the glamour and they look at you with the baby and the slobber and this, that, and the other, and they think, man, that guy is living the dream. But what they don't understand is the struggle that you really had to get through. And we're going to talk about a number of different things here, and it's going to just fly by, so we're going to try to cover a lot of ground here. But try to keep it as brief as you can. But give us a sense of where you came from, because this is having this lifestyle is relatively new for you.
Sure, definitely. So where I came from was I was basically in college. I was doing that whole thing and really frustrated because when I started looking at the job opportunities out there for people with my level of experience and skills, I just noticed it didn't really take me far ahead at all. And I had to really start learning there's a big disconnect. The government-supported school system, there's a big disconnect between that and what skills are actually useful in society today, not going into there right now.
Yeah.
But really, you know, I started having to learn skills on my own to take me to, because I know where my goals. And I started learning how to do websites on the internet, and this is before all of the kind of drag and drop tools you have now, but I started learning how to put up websites and sell products on them. And at the time I was selling study guides to different courses. I just created these study guides. They were just little PDF files, and I started selling them. I remember I was making $8.25 an hour at my job working at a theater.
Nice.
I was popcorn and, you know, selling popcorn, slinging popcorn. But what ended up happening was, I remember this was towards the end of the semester, I ended up selling $1,200 worth of these PDF files. The cost to me was nothing. They were PDF. They were just study guides.
Sure.
And I realized, oh my God, I might want to focus on this internet thing a little more, because I just made what I make in a month working part time at this theater in a day.
Yeah, it was all passive income too. I mean, you didn't have to do anything on it. You did what you did to set it up, and then the money just flows.
And it just flowed. And so that just kind of blew my mind, and it gave me a paradigm shift. Because you can't put an hourly, you know, wage figure to that. It's apples and oranges, and I realized that's what I've got to focus on. I've got to figure out how, I've got to really understand how this works and do this, because this is going to enable me to live the life, you know, the life I really want to, that I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's been a long journey, as any entrepreneur, ups and downs and in betweens, but it's been a good trajectory, and it's a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of fun all along the way, and met some really cool people. Meeting you guys today, so it's cool.
So how long has it taken you to get to this level where you're making a comfortable income, and can you give us a sense of what sort of revenue you're generating in a year now?
Sure. So in 2004, so my trajectory was 2000. In 2013, I made, in college, I was making about $15,000 a semester. But in 2013, 13, I believe. So I'll back up. Basically, last year, my businesses, I had two businesses, did close to $4 million combined.
Mm-hmm.
2016 was, we did about $2.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
2015, we did $1 million. Or $900,000, $934,000. Yeah. I remember being frustrated because I wanted it to be that magical number. 2014, I did $400,000. And mm-hmm. 2013 was my first year in business, and I made about $150,000.
Yeah, which is
so
still
it's been a path.
Yeah.
So it didn't come overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like any business, you just keep,
So when we come in the next segment, because we're coming up on a commercial break, talk about a little bit more specifically what those two businesses look like?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. So we'll have to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio. When we come back, we will talk more to John Crestani. That's J-O-H-N-C-R-E-S, like Sam, T-A-N-I. And you can go to johncrestani.com to find out more information about what he's up to there and his whole shtick there on affiliate marketing and I got to tell you, man, we're gonna get into some specifics here, because this is something that I've been struggling to really take full advantage of over the years, and super excited to dig in here, and also want to talk a little bit about my original experience with affiliate marketing. And I know John will appreciate this, when we launched with Linkshare way back in 1995. So more with John Crestani here on Reinvention Radio. Back after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulcher hanging out with Mary Grillet.
Hello.
What's up, babies? And Wade's on the down the studio. All right, and we got John Crestani on the line with us. Now, we're talking about affiliate marketing. What's up, brother? All right, and so I just want to take it a few steps back, and just show how darn old I am, or it'll impress the hell out of you. Probably not both, but one or the other, but I actually remember way back when we had worked with a company called Linkshare, and Linkshare was one of the original affiliate marketing companies, to the tune of, this is 1995-ish. We launched on CompuServe.
Oh, my
We launched on CompuServe's Electronic Mall in 1993.
He was barely born.
I know. I don't even know if you were born. I don't want to ask that question. but we launched on CompuServe's Electronic Mall in 93, and in 95... we've launched a fully functional site. I remember actually being on the phone with Steven Messer, who started Linkshare. That company was eventually sold to Rakuten, R-A-K-U-T-E-N, I think that's how you pronounce it, for $400 million. But I remember literally being on the phone with Steven when we were talking about, hey, you guys do this. We were selling wine, champagne, spirits, booze at that point. That company ended up becoming Liquor.com I had. And he was trying to pair us with someone else who could be complementary to what we were doing and work out an affiliate relationship. That's how far back I go with affiliate marketing. But what you're talking about today
is... I had no idea. That's old school.
Right? Yeah, totally. But what you're talking about today, man, is a whole different ball of wax. And for those who don't get it, let me just try to paint a picture then. And I'm sorry, let you paint the picture here for exactly what this looks like. So you could take any product from any store and create your own page and sell it from that page, but then don't people... Do you collect the money? Does the other store collect the money? Do people come back to you and say, hey, my goods weren't shipped or this is bogus and I want a refund? Like, how does all of that go down?
You don't do anything. I mean, it's as long as you're – and you don't even need – so I'll just simplify things. Really, all you're doing is making recommendations. People make product recommendations every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, "Oh, go see this movie." Oh, you know, don't buy that car, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you don't even need a website. You know, you can shoot a video on YouTube. You can make a post on Facebook. You don't even need a website to show up in Google. So, but what it looks like, it's just you buy something on Amazon. It's as simple as that. I'll give you a real basic example. My wife was looking for, she said, I don't click on any ads. I don't pay any, you know, no affiliates make money, you know, off of my stuff. And I said, okay, let me see what you're looking at on the computer. And she said, oh, I'm looking at the best organic diapers for Lily. Mm-hmm. And we look at, you know, and I'm looking at it and the article says, you know, the top 10 organic diapers for Lily, you know, for babies, I mean, and for newborns, and we look at it, and I say, babe, every single one of these links is an affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, they go to Amazon. Like, I'm not paying any affiliates. I said, but every single, they get commission if you buy any product on here, and there are 10 different products. She said, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Almost every product sold is somebody's making a commission off of. So, and just people just don't understand it if you're not in the business. But it's underneath everybody's eyes. Everybody's involved, and it's Amazon doesn't pay for, or they didn't pay for many TV ads. They're big because of affiliates. Everybody uses Amazon links,
yeah.
You know, or goes to Amazon.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I hope that explains it because I know it's hard, but it's just commission-only sales. It's just online now.
Yeah, this is Richard. I was going to say that's what a lot of these unboxing videos and review videos are doing too. They're like, hey, here's the product. Here's what it looks like. Here's how it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
It came in 3 days. It showed up better than I even expected, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if your podcast too, you know, the link below goes to that. And then they get to leverage the know, like, and trust of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So now they don't even have to have the know, like. They just have to have the community of whatever. In this case, podcasters, right? They're this mic that they're going to talk about. And they don't even have to worry about whether or not that podcaster's site is trustworthy because the podcasters is routing them over to Amazon, which is, you know, how many credit cards do they have on file?
Right.
A billion credit cards on file, I think, these days.
Yeah. So wait, so John, just as a follow up to that, then, so if $4 million in sales, that's all net. Yeah. I mean, you're not carrying any inventory, right? You have no overhead, right? I mean,
it's not net. So you have to The way, and this is from talking to a lot of accounting firms, right, which I don't know anything about, and I took accounting classes in college, but they didn't really teach you these things.
Yeah.
But basically, in my industry, our costs of goods sold are ads.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
We have to carry that cost. So I have two businesses. My one business did $3 million last year, and the cost of goods sold, you know, basically mm-hmm. we were running at 15%. 15% net margins over there, whereas my other business, which did $1 million, is 50% net margins. So
okay, so it's interesting. It's so different. Let's talk about that for a second. So $450K net on the one, which then allows you. And my hunch is that the $500K net on the $1 million, that's probably you teaching people how to do affiliate marketing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my education. So, yeah, that's actually, I actually recently sold, the other one was my affiliate network. I actually recently sold my affiliate network because I am so bullish and so passionate about about the education stuff I'm doing. And virtual, I'm not going to go into all the virtual reality and stuff. People
sure.
can find out online, but
yeah.
but basically I'm very bullish on that. So I'm focused more on that nowadays.
So why do you think affiliate marketing gets such a bad rap? I mean, there are people who just, I mean, they hate it. Like, they just think it's the devil's spawn, right? Like, why do you think affiliate marketing gets a bad rap?
I'll tell you.
Let John. Yeah, you can tell us for sure, but let John answer this one.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay. Sorry, do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah,
no,
let
John
answer this
one. I'll say it after.
Okay. I think everything gets a bad rap. You know, politics gets a bad rap. Education system gets a bad rap. You know, the door-to-door salespeople get a bad rap. Car companies get a bad rap. Everything gets a bad rap nowadays. People are so freaking concerned with hating on other people. It's
mm-hmm.
frankly, I think it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think affiliate marketing gets a bad rap for the same reason that salespeople get a bad rap. Because I think people are... people are inherently just, I think a lot of people have an inherent problem with people making money.
Mm-hmm.
And what affiliate marketing really is offering up information to assist a sale or to make a product recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing bad about it. I think it's just that it's coming from the people. It's not... These are not affiliate marketers, and there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of affiliate marketers around the world making money. They
mm-hmm.
don't have lobbying corporations. They don't have politicians inroads
yeah.
into the big media. You know, the traditional news networks such as ABC
sure.
and NBC and all that stuff. They're making money, you know, they're making money on their own terms without having to, you know, basically kiss the man's ass.
There's going to be haters. Yeah, there's going to be haters on everything. But let me ask you that just so I'm clear
yeah.
and so we can paint the picture here as clearly as we can for others. The way that you do it is you create these articles and then you promote those articles through like Outbrain or Taboola or one of those sort of things to try to generate traffic, or you create videos where you're talking about a product. I mean, can you give us an example of a page that you created or a blog or a something that you created where you have examples of what you've done to sell products?
Easy. I created a blog where I talked about the different ways that people should basically evaluate. This was my first entry into affiliate marketing. I created a blog which talked about I wanted to search for there's two ways to make money: sell to women or sell to rich men. Those are the two biggest markets, money
wise.
Sell to
new moms.
I said I'm going to focus on rich men, and I'm going to sell them, help them learn how to invest in gold. Because I actually worked for, randomly enough, I used to work, I managed all of the ads for Glenn Beck, randomly enough, among some other companies. So I just knew that market very well. So I said, I'm going to create a blog and educate people how to buy, how to select a gold investment company. And I did so, and I just wrote articles I evaluated all the different companies in the space,
yeah.
and I recommended people to a company that paid me a commission. And of course, you have to disclose,
mm-hmm.
you have to disclose your relationship somewhere on the page and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the point is, I made it feel like a blog. I made it feel
mm-hmm.
personal, like a good recommendation.
And you got paid on the clicks on any of the sales. All right, we're gonna have to do this.
Exactly.
We're gonna have to take another break here on Reinvention Radio. We're talking to John Cristani, and you can get more information at johncristani.com. He's got a lot of free training, a lot of really interesting videos. He has a course that teaches you about affiliate marketing. That's JohnCres, like Sam, TANI. So more on reinventing affiliate marketing here with John Cristani on Reinvention Radio. Back right after this.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. We're talking to John Cristani today here as we talk about reinventing affiliate marketing. And John, this is going to be the question that probably has the most what's the best way to put it? This might be the stickiest question we ask you here of all.
Cool.
And this one comes from our lovely Kelly. So we're just going to throw Kelly right under the bus with this one. We love you, Kelly, and thanks for asking this because Kelly wants to know about the FTC side of the equation. So what happens here? I mean, do you have to, like, as far as disclosure, or is it any – she wants to know if it's had any impact on you in terms of how you operate and affiliate marketing in general.
So, you know, FTC, just like any other industry, have to abide by all the rules. You know, on telemarketers, they have to disclaim that their call is being recorded. Mm-hmm. In affiliate marketing, you have to disclose basically, I'm not a lawyer, so don't take my word for, you know, whatever, but you have to just disclose somewhere on the site that you earn a commission from products sold.
Mm-hmm. In really tiny lettering.
Yeah.
As long as it's legible,
but,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, it's the equivalent of radio show hosts have to say, you know, this is a paid announcement or something, mm-hmm. like that, you know, mm-hmm. if it's you always have to disclose somewhere. But has that had an impact on me? Lots of the companies in here are very fast. The money's there's so many new companies coming into the space and growing super fast. I know so many guys who are in their 20s and 30s who run companies that do tens of millions of dollars a year. It's unbelievable. But not all of them have the greatest. They grow so fast, they don't always have the greatest legal, they don't always check everything. Mm-hmm. So, one of the companies I was an affiliate for ran into some problems, but it wasn't even their fault. I think the powers that be in any industry, whenever you start shaking the tree and you start taking market share away from institutional companies, the institutional companies, I believe the legal system and legal and government are hand in hand. They walk right in line with each other. These big institutional companies with their lobbyists and what have you, they don't want newcomers. They don't want some 30-year-old guy with $100 million a year company charging on their territory because he knows how to market better. He knows how to use social media to reach people. So what happens is you see a lot of bullying going on, and it's not always justified. So,
except for the company you're helping.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And look, I mean, bottom line here is if you do it the right way and you're above board about it, then you follow those guidelines and those regulations, you should be fine. Now, when you talk about...
You should be fine, but if you grow and the mark is... Basically, it's once you reach above $50 million, once your business starts doing above $50 million in revenue per year, you start stepping on the toes of big guys. It doesn't even matter if you're doing things above board. You can be ganged up on and outed by the inner circle. So I'm not going to go into
49.
Conspiracy theories,
yeah,
but
do $49 million.
This is real.
Yeah.
Do $6, $10 million.
Or do six, ten. There you go. All right, so let me ask you this. I mean, earlier you talked about selling to women and selling to rich men, and those are the two subsets of the population that you have found to be particularly lucrative. And let me ask you this then. So as far as the margins on products, I mean, if you're selling to a rich guy and let's just say you create this blog post about the top 10 exotic cars to be driving that, you know, you should lease or own or whatever, and you've got Lamborghini in there and your Bugatti and your McLarens or whatever, I mean, I would think those guys probably aren't paying affiliate commissions on anything that's sold. So how far can you take this, and where, what's the biggest affiliate commission that you've been able to generate? And if you're in that high-end market, where does it kind of draw the line in terms of folks who say, yeah, I'm not paying you anything?
Sure, sure. So with Bugatti and McLaren, I want to make clear, there are these guys, they don't pay, they don't call it affiliate commissions. They have commissions for salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
So if salespeople will pay referral fees and all the, for leads. There's so it may not be public. It may not be accessible to anybody. But with a few phone calls, you can be an affiliate for any product available, even if you have to make your own agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has referral agreements. I mean, every industry. It's just the way capitalism works. But how far can you take it? I would say the biggest commission I made, the biggest like single commission I made,
mm-hmm.
was $36,000 from a single sale, and that was I earned a referral fee for a large investment that came from a lead that visited my blog. So, you know, I had this blog on, you know, how to invest your money right in in protected investments, you know, gold or silver or whatnot. I showed people how to invest their money, you know, which companies to invest, you know, use for to invest their money into gold, and I basically got 3% of the total invested amount.
Wow.
And so we had one of the deals, the average deal was $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a deal come through, somebody invested $1.2 million. So mm-hmm. I made $36,000 from that one deal, and I didn't pay a dime.
Yeah.
for any traffic. So my margins there are just, you know, whatever my time is worth, but
yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally get that. All right, here's what's going to end up happening. We've got just a couple minutes left here, and then unfortunately we're going to have to wrap.
We haven't got – there's so much exciting stuff.
We could have you back here and do this time and time. I mean, like literally we could have you back.
I could go on for hours. You haven't even heard my conspiracy theories yet about the future and my predictions. And those would
– yeah.
I'm sure you have a lot of interesting stuff we could chat about. I mean,
yeah.
you're an old school.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll revisit that another day. Richie? Yeah.
I was just going to say, where do you see the puck going? Like, we got the obvious joint venture email list, all this. What, other than like
sure.
Amazon, where do you, what's the,
what's next?
What's missing? What's the low hanging fruit other than like Amazon Associates for affiliate people? What's next?
In all of about 60 seconds, please, yep. John.
Okay, in all of about 60 seconds, I would say the low-hanging fruit is it's Amazon. I think everything's going to be affiliate. I think all transactions are going to be digital. Everything's going to be affiliate marketing, and everybody should have a right to a job and should have a right to earning a commission as an affiliate marketer in America. And So those are kind of where I think everything's just going to be affiliate marketing, and I think the future is virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah, great points. All right, let's do this, man. Let's give you an opportunity. If people want to learn more information, learn more about you, get more information, check out some of the trainings that you have around affiliate marketing and so on. Where's the best place for folks to go? What should they do?
Best place to reach me is my website, which is, you can learn more, connect with me, johncrestani.com. JohnCrestani. It's Italian. Nobody can spell it right. And check out my YouTube channel as well. I post daily vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's exciting to chat with like minds about this, and hope it impacts people.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Very, very, very cool. Wow, guys, man. So, and they're like, you know, you think back on all the different guests that we've had on over the shows, and of course, people, you know, everybody makes money out there. I mean, we all have to keep the roof over the head and pay the bills, and it's just so interesting to see how different people do their thing, and this is one option. And I know there are folks out there who are just crushing it. in affiliate marketing. So there you go, John Cristani. Check out what he's doing. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.